Thank you, Madam Chair. The main objective of Article 7 is to provide assistance to the affected people and to minimize and contain the risk to the health, safety and security of others in close collaboration with the exposed state party. My delegation in this regard underlines the importance of developing preparedness and response in case of use of bacteriological or toxin weapons, including to provide humanitarian assistance in case of the threat of use of such weapons to the requesting state party. Madam Chair, my delegation believes that the best way to prevent such incidents is by ensuring full compliance with the prohibition of the development, stockpiling and use of such weapons, including through the establishment of a compliance and verification mechanism under the convention. The assistance undertakings and support should be commensurate to the effective actions that ensure timely coordination and delivery of assistance to the victim state party in conformity with the requests for assistance. As Article 7 is also closely linked with Article 10, we would like to underline that all mechanisms and measures adopted for full and effective implementation of Article 10 of the Convention would facilitate assistance and support to state parties in this matter. To mitigate the consequences of the use of biological and toxin weapons, it is instrumental to develop and strengthen national capacity of state parties, in particular developing countries. In this regard, we share the views on the importance of facilitating and ensuring the right to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, material, and scientific and technological information and know-how on protection against biological and toxin weapons. The conference needs to develop a detailed procedures and mechanism for a timely, effective, and adequate response. In this context, we also note with interest the working paper 17 on implementation of Article 7, submitted by South Africa, which we deem very useful. Based on the above consideration, Madam Chair, we hope that the conference should first reaffirm support for the recommendation of the 7th Review Conference on Article 7 and that timely assistance under Article 7 is a legal obligation of for state parties. And second, recognize that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the Convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to BWC state parties. I thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor